Well, legislators in the state of Missouri are on spring break right now in Jefferson City. They'll return to the Capitol on the 26th. One of the things that House Speaker Todd Richardson talked about quite a bit when I covered his speech to the Missouri Farm Bureau in late February was the issue of rural broadband. He specifically brought it up, House Bill 1880. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about that bill's prospects and what could happen in the Senate is the sponsor of it, State Representative Curtis Trent. Representative, appreciate your time. Your bill simply says it declares the intent of the General Assembly to facilitate and encourage development of fiber optic infrastructure by rural electric co-ops. How important is that?
I think it's very important. Rural broadband is critical to deploy education opportunities, healthcare, telemedicine, because it's difficult to have the physical structures and the physical doctors located in some of these more rural areas. It's important to business development, to growing our economy and creating jobs. And increasingly, it's important to agriculture. So many modern farming techniques rely on capabilities that need broadband internet.
You know, and that's a great point you bring up about agriculture, because the Speaker of the House talked about, as I look at my notes, he did talk about transportation. He talked about property rights. Munsinger talked about animals and some things with that. But the loudest applause that I remember him getting was him talking about your bill, about the importance of it. And a lot of these farmers in the audience were older. They were, you know, 60s and up. So it shows they're interested in this, too.
Yeah, the age stereotype when it comes to technology and the internet just doesn't hold true anymore. There's people all across the spectrum who use the internet and rely on it for work, for recreation, for really all kinds of purposes, to keep in touch with loved ones who may have, you know, be separated by time and space. So it's certainly something that I think everyone has grown to see the value of, and it's really become a need more than a luxury in modern society.
Representative Curtis Trent is our guest, Republican of Greene County. He has Springfield, he has Greene County, he also has the city of Battlefield. Two more quick questions, because I know you got to run, Representative. When the Speaker was there at the Farm Bureau, in my story I noted he said Missouri ranks 40th in the nation in access to broadband service. How does your bill address that? What do you hope to do?
Well, what I hope to do is capitalize on the existing fiber deployment that's ongoing with our rural co-ops. They're deploying fiber to support their electric transmission operations, smart grid technology, things like that. But the nature of broadband is such that they have a lot of unused capacity that goes beyond what their purposes require. So we want to enable them to make that unused capacity available for all kinds of residential and commercial purposes.
And finally, your bill passed in the House 149-1. Every Democrat, I believe the one was a Republican. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But, I mean, every Democrat that was in there voted for it. You had virtually everybody in your caucus, 149-1. It's passed the Senate committee, the Commerce Committee. It now would go to the Senate floor. Here we are, not even 2 months left in the session. Are you optimistic?
Yes, I'm optimistic. I think this is a common sense proposal. I think that, you know, the state has looked at other options to deploy broadband that would require us to spend a lot of taxpayer money and build duplicative infrastructure. And I think leveraging the resources that already exist makes a lot of sense to a lot of people. And it's my hope that we can continue to hold that bipartisan coalition together and get this done before session ends.
And you've said that all along. You want to be that. You want this to be bipartisan.
Yes, I always look for issues that we can have a bipartisan consensus on. I think that some of our best legislating occurs when everyone sees the value in what we're doing.
Representative Trent is our guest. Representative Curtis Trent, Republican of Springfield. Thank you so much, sir, for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.